Welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee and I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And today we're going to explore a little bit of, as we finish up this week, looking at our third film in our Now Playing series, The Young Woman and the Sea. And probably for most of you, I know it was for many of us as teaching pastors, this was one of the more lesser known films from last year, but had a really a star-studded cast, and was really an inspirational story about Trudy Ederle, who was the first woman to swim the English Channel, a feat that at that time and even today is just, it's insane to think about accomplishing that, swimming that long in that cold of weather and that nasty of a current. And people had died doing that. No woman had ever done it. And of course, if you know how the film goes, she finishes it. And not only is the first woman to swim the English Channel, but she's the fastest person at that time to ever have done it, beating the next closest male time by over 2 hours. So she crushed it. And so, but really one of the things you see in this film that, I really talked about on Sunday is this idea of perseverance and endurance, right? Being determined to do something. And the way that I shared and really tried to capture this idea of perseverance is that perseverance requires your purpose to be greater than your pain. So what I mean by that is that in order to persevere, to go through something that you know is going to be difficult and hard, the purpose, your reason, the why for which you want to go through this has got to be greater than your pain. Otherwise, you're just going to give up. And so one of the ways I like how Dean says it is that we don't just go through things, we grow through them. And I think what helps us to grow is knowing what our purpose is in the midst of those difficult things. And so, I think she really embodied that idea that perseverance requires your purpose to be greater than your pain. And I think when we watch that, we see that in us, we want to feel like, man, I want to have that kind of determination in my own life, that I want to be able to persevere. And as followers of Jesus, that's the goal. It is that we actually finish the race. Sadly, there are so many who start off strong, who have moments of where things are going great, and they don't finish the race. They walk away from the faith. And so for us, we want to be known as someone, as followers of Jesus, who actually get to the finish line, not just crawling there, but really hopefully thriving as we get to that point. And the passage that I taught on, I thought was just such a great example of this, is the Apostle Paul. If you know anything about Paul, he was a persecutor of Christians, hated Christians, wanted to get rid of them. And he met Jesus. And as often happens, when we meet Jesus, everything changes in our lives. And now Paul turn from being a persecutor of the church to being a church planter, to seeing more and more gospel movements, kingdom outposts being planted throughout the known world. And one of those encounters, when he's on his first missionary journey in Acts chapter 14, as he's walking and going through and traveling from place to place, there's this one instance where he encounters such opposition in Lystra that they stone him. that they throw rocks at him, and they think he's dead. let me read it to you. Acts 14, verse 19. But Jews came from Antioch and Iconium, and having persuaded the crowds, they stoned Paul, and they dragged him out of the city, supposing that he was dead. Now, I don't know about you, but he had to be pretty beat up. And if I got hit by a bunch of rocks and stones, I'm probably thinking about being left for dead, right? And so one of the things that I talked about from Sunday is that he encountered opposition, and that's what happens when in order for you and I to exhibit and to have perseverance, we've got to go through things that are hard. You can't persevere through ease, right? Like nobody got through any sort of camp in athletics. Nobody got through their college finals. Nobody got through med school or law school or, any sort of thing that was challenging without in order to persevere through it. If it was easy, there required no perseverance to get through it. And so Paul encountered opposition, as is often the case. And really, I just shared that when we follow Jesus, that means that you and I, we're going to suffer like Jesus, that we are going to experience suffering. And we should not be surprised by that. It's one of the things I think the Bible paints suffering and then why Jesus tells us that in this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, for I have overcome the world. And so not just do we encounter opposition, but we get to exhibit determination. See what Paul does in verse 20. But when the disciples gathered about him, he rose up and he entered the city. And on the next day, he went on with Barnabas to Derbe. And so he gets stoned. He's left for dead. The disciples come around him. He gets back up. And what does he do? He goes right back into the city. He goes right back into the place that where the people there just try to kill him. And then what does he do the next day? He continues on. And I just think we see Paul's perseverance on display, right? We see perseverance because when he gets knocked down, he gets back up. And that speaks so much because our actions speak louder than words. I think many people, they obviously knew what Paul was about. They knew his faith. They knew his passion for the gospel and to see people's lives changed as they met Jesus. And Paul was so committed to this that he was willing to give his life and he was willing to keep going in light of the obstacles that he was encountering. Paul showed us his perseverance. We saw it in his life. And so one of the things I asked on Sunday was, what is your life saying about your faith? If we were to watch your faith and my faith on a daily basis, what would be the things that we would begin to see? What is our lives saying and speaking about what we believe about Jesus, what we believe about God? You see, our actions speak louder than words. And we saw Paul exhibiting determination as he put perseverance on display. And then lastly, to grow through perseverance, that we need to endure tribulations. And Paul goes on and he encourages the disciples and he tells them to continue in their faith. And he says that through many tribulations, we must enter the kingdom of God. And I think one of the things that we're reminded in this text is that the Christian life is a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's not a sprint. And I think one of the things that was so remarkable about Trudy Ederle is that you saw the amount of training, dedication, the time that not just was she just trying to be the fastest, but she knew that it was a long swim, a long journey, it was going to be a long obstacle. And so, but she was determined to go through that. And so we want to persevere in our faith. We want to know that it's not just about sprinting and trying to get to the next day, but ultimately, how do we keep setting ourselves up with rhythms that can endure for the rest of our lives? Habits, devotional time, rhythms in our lives where we are gathering with other believers, cultivating our faith, and so that we can endure, so that we can continue in the faith. Because remember, perseverance requires, right, that our purpose to be greater than our pain. And we have no greater purpose as followers of Jesus, right, than to believe and to share the gospel with others. And so no matter what we encounter, no matter what opposition you and I, we endure, we can persevere because that's what Jesus did. I'm so thankful that he did not quit on you and me, that he didn't quit when things got difficult and hard, but he persevered all the way to the end, all the way to the end of a bloody cross and a tomb, which he walked out of and said, it is finished. And I'm making all things new, including you and me. And that's the great hope that we have. And so let me just take a moment and let's pray together that you and I, we would be marked by perseverance in our own lives and our walks with Christ. Jesus, thank you so much for just your faithfulness. God, thanks for just the inspirational stories that we get to see of people persevering in their lives, things going through difficult and hard things, that should stir something in each and every one of us, God, that we are so grateful for the men and women, God, who continued in the faith, for those that have passed it along to us. And God, may we be the next generation to keep passing the faith, to keep making disciples, to keep going through as we encounter opposition, as we exhibit our determination in our faith, and ultimately as we endure the tribulations and trials and hardships that we go through, because our hope is not in this world, our hope is in Christ, who has overcome the world. What great joy that is. God, we ask and pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you take a few moments and why don't you pray for yourself as you think about how you can persevere this week and for the rest of your life.